December 25, 1926. How the little baby made himself seen, newly born, by his mama. The light which the little baby sent forth, greeting everyone at his coming upon earth. Difference between the grotto and the prison of the Passion. I was anxiously waiting for little baby Jesus, and after many sighs, finally he came. And throwing himself into my arms, as a little baby, he said to me, "My daughter, do you want to see how my inseparable mama saw me, when I came out of her maternal womb? Look at me, and see." I looked at him, and I saw him as a little baby, of rare and enrapturing beauty. From all of his little humanity, from his eyes, from his mouth, from his hands and feet, came most refulgent rays of light, which not only enwrapped him, but extended so much as to be able to wound each heart of creature, almost to give her the first greeting of his coming upon earth, the first knock to knock at hearts, to make them open and to ask for a shelter within them. That knock was sweet but penetrating. However, being a knock of light, it made no clamor, yet, it made itself be heard strongly, more than any noise. So, on that night, all felt something unusual within their hearts, but very few were those who opened their hearts to give him a little shelter. And the tender infant, in feeling his greeting not being returned, and that no one opened at his repeated knocking, began his crying. With his lips livid and shivering with cold, he sobbed, wailed and sighed. But while the light which came from him was doing all this with the creatures, receiving the first rejections, as he came out of the womb of his celestial mama, he threw himself into her maternal arms to give her the first hug, the first kiss. And since his little arms could not reach to embrace her completely, the light which came out of his little hands surrounded all of her, in such a way that mother and son remained invested with the same light. Oh! How the Queen Mama requited her son with her embrace and kiss! In such a way that they remained so clasped to each other as to seem to be fused within each other. With her love, she compensated for the first rejection which Jesus received from the hearts of the creatures, and the dear and charming little baby placed his first act of being born, his graces, his first sorrow, into the heart of his mama, so that what appeared in the son could appear in the mother. After this, the gracious little baby came into my arms, and as he squeezed me very tightly, I felt he was entering into me, and I into him. Then he said to me, "My daughter, I wanted to hug you as I hugged my dear mama as newly born, so that you too may receive my first act of being born and my first sorrow, my tears, my tender wailings, that you may be moved to compassion for my sorrowful state at my birth. Had I not had my mama in whom to place all the good of my birth and to fix the light of my divinity which I, word of the Father, contained, I would have found no one in whom either to place the infinite treasure of my birth, or to fix the light of my divinity which shone forth from my humanity. Therefore, see how necessary it is that, when the Supreme Majesty decides to do a great good for the creatures, which can serve as universal good, we choose one to whom to give so much grace that she may be able to receive within her all the good that all the others must receive. In fact, if the others do not receive all of it or part of it, our work does not remain suspended and without its fruit, but the chosen soul receives all of that good within her, and our work receives the return of its fruit. So, my mama was the depository, not only of my life, but of all my acts. Therefore, in all of my acts, first I looked to see whether I could deposit them in her, and then I did them. In her I deposited my tears, my wailings, the cold and the pains I suffered. And she echoed all of my acts, and with incessant thanksgivings, she received everything. There was a contest between mother and son, I in giving, she in receiving. As my little humanity made its first entrance on earth, my divinity wanted to shine forth from it, in order to go around everywhere and to make the first sensible visit to all creation. Heaven and earth, all received this visit of their Creator, except for man. They had never received so much honor and glory as when they saw their king, their maker, within their midst. All felt honored in having to serve the one from whom they had received their existence, therefore all made feast. So, my birth was of great joy and glory for me on the part of my mama and of all creation. But it was a great sorrow on the part of creatures. This is why I have come to you, to feel the joys of my mama being repeated, and to place in you the fruit of my birth. Then, after this, I was thinking of how unhappy was that grotto in which little baby Jesus was born. How exposed it was to all winds and to cold, so much as to make one numb with cold. Instead of men, there were animals which kept him company. So I thought, which prison was more unhappy and sorrowful, the prison of the night of his passion, or the grotto of Bethlehem? And my sweet baby added, my daughter, the unhappiness of the prison of my passion cannot be compared to the grotto of Bethlehem. In the grotto I had my mama near me, in body and soul. She was with me, therefore I had all the joys of my dear mama, and she had all the joys of myself, her son, which formed our paradise. The joys of a mother who possesses her child are great. The joys of possessing a mother are even greater. I found everything in her, and she found everything in me. Then there was my dear father Saint Joseph, who acted as a father to me, and I felt all the joys which he felt because of me. In my passion, instead, all of our joys were interrupted, because we were to give place to sorrow, and between mother and son, we felt the great pain of the nearing separation, sensible at least, which was to occur with my death. In the grotto the animals recognized me, and honoring me, they tried to warm me with their breath. In the prison, not even men recognized me, and in order to insult me, they covered me with spit and opprobrium. So, there is no comparison between the two.